Well, greetings, everybody, with Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer. I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have a question or something you'd like to talk about, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That number's good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Can't believe it's the last day of July.
Indeed,
we've had a lot of fun this month talking about our freedom in Christ, the difference between law and grace, how we live the Christian life. This is stuff that really gets down to the nitty-gritty of life, doesn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it does. If you can't get this part clear, life is going to be hard.
Yeah, it's struggle. And I think that's the word that really describes the Christian world out there probably better than any. It's a bunch of people struggling to try to figure out how to live the Christian life. And most of the time, the struggle and frustration they feel and experience is because they're going about it the wrong way. They've reduced the Christian life to a bunch of rules and regulations, either the Ten Commandments or some other set of rules and regulations that somebody in leadership, somebody that they thought was important, laid out for them. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to follow, trying to do everything that they're supposed to do to be good Christians, and they're falling flat on their faces time and time again. Now, I've experienced that. Yep. I know what that feels like. I had a flat nose for a long, long time from falling on my face. But we have to realize that at some point you have to find the truth. How do we live the Christian life? And that Christian life is lived by grace through faith in Jesus. That's how we enter the Christian life. And as Paul wrote in Colossians 2, we're to walk in the same way that we've received Christ. So that's by grace through faith in Jesus. That is the way. That is the life that God has called us to. Now, Paul put it this way in Galatians 5:1. He said, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." So Christ did his work to actually set us free and to enable us to live as free children of God. Now, so many times, once we get out of that jail cell, we walk right back in. Mm-hmm. Now, God just blew the doors wide open, and those doors can't lock back behind us. But we walk in there.
But if I hold them tight now.
That's right. And we act as if they are locked and we can't get out. Well, how do we walk back into the jail cell? Well, one, we put ourselves back under the law. We put ourselves back under rules and regulations. Well, that's not freedom, folks. That's slavery. We have just enslaved ourselves to the desires of the flesh and by putting ourselves under the law. Another way that we walk back into that jail cell is by listening to the opinions of others and putting those opinions on a plane higher than the very word of God. And we see this happening time and time and time again with people. You know, I live this way because Pastor so-and-so said that's what I'm supposed to do. Well, that's in conflict with the Word of God. But he's important.
Yeah,
he's somebody.
Which, by the way, if you try to live the free life because we say live the free life, you've just put yourself under bondage.
Right.
Because it doesn't work that way.
Right.
It's
right.
Jesus who frees us,
not
Bob and Richard.
When the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. So one of our missions here at Basic Gospel is to really connect people to this good news of Jesus Christ, to equip them to live fully in the grace of God and experience this freedom to its full measure. Not just to talk about it, but to actually live as free people, unencumbered by sin and death, unencumbered by the law, unencumbered by the opinions of others, unencumbered by all the things that are out there in the world, but truly resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And that's where freedom begins, is that in that place of rest. And from that place of rest, we experience victory in our lives. And in experiencing victory, we come to this amazing purpose of why God saved us to begin with. It's not just so that we can go to heaven when we die. It's so that we can truly and genuinely know him and grow in our knowledge of him here and now. And when we grow in our knowledge of him, then we're going to be transformed. And that's the liberty that Christ has set us free to experience. So, folks, there's a high cost to your own soul of putting yourself back under the yoke of slavery. You're going to experience frustration. You're going to experience guilt. You're going to experience shame. You're going to become hypocritical. You're going to be a pretender and stud instead of a genuine, authentic child of God. You're going to put yourself in a position of compromise. You're going to become vulnerable to the temptations of this world. You are going to become a backbiting, judgmental soul. These are the costs of a legalistic mindset. And any time that you go back into that jail cell, then that's going to be the fruit of what you experience. So stay out of that thing. Man, yeah. God blasted you out of there through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Man, stay on the outside. Stay in this freedom that is yours in Christ Jesus.
Indeed. Well, that's the admonition from us here at Basic Gospel. It's the admonition from Scripture as well, which is pretty good thing, I would say, guys. 844-322-2742. We'd like to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Today, of course, the final day of the month of July, and at midnight tonight, the offer for our 2-CD, 5-message series called Law and Grace ends. But beyond that, Richard, it's very, very important for our listeners to understand the importance of getting behind this message and getting it out far and wide.
Well, we've just been talking about it. If you know the difference, because you've experienced the difference between living under slavery and living in freedom, you want other people to understand that
Indeed.
Freedom.
Yeah.
You really do. We've been there. We've talked to many people out there listening to us now who have been there. When you support this ministry, you are supporting the proclamation of this freedom in Jesus Christ. All you have to do is look back at the very beginning, and there were two trees in the garden. There was a tree of life, which was a tree of freedom. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was the tree of death and slavery.
Yeah.
And Jesus came to take us back to the tree of life. Leave that other thing in the dust.
Yeah.
Support this ministry. Help other people move from slavery to freedom, from death to life. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. Thank you, Richard. And friends, you can donate at basicgospel.net, a prominent link right on the homepage there, basicgospel.net. You can donate by phone at our universal number, 844-322-2742. You can use the Basic Gospel app in Canada, basicgospel.net/Canada. Or if you live in some other country than the U.S. or Canada, you can use PayPal. It's a great way to support the ministry of Basic Gospel. We encourage you to partner with us, friends. This message just needs to get out there. But remember, the offer for our 2-CD, 5-message series, Law and Grace, that ends at midnight tonight, so we want you to take advantage of that as well. Well, once again, open lines, 844-322-2742. And, guys, we had a question quickly from David. He says, well, what did Jesus mean by take up your cross daily?
Well, here's the passage. It's Luke 9:23. I think Matthew and Mark quote this as well. And only in, I think, the book of Luke does it have the word daily in there. But here's the passage. And he said to all, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him will the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his glory and the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God. So I think in this passage, the context really defines what Jesus is talking about. So what does it mean to deny yourself and take up your cross daily and follow him? It means exchanging your old life for new life in Christ.
Yes.
That's exactly what it means. So you're going to die. And who dies? Well, it's that old man. That old man is going to be crucified with Christ. That old man has been crucified with Christ. Mm-hmm. So taking up our cross daily is basically reckoning ourselves dead to sin and alive to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I think that's how Paul explained it in many of his letters. We see also this idea of putting off the old and putting on the new, mortifying the desires of the flesh and putting on the new desires of the Spirit. So we see a lot of phrases in a lot of passages in the New Testament that really expand on what Jesus is trying to say here.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, we have all kinds of ideas and interpretations as to what this means. And most of it just gets down, hey, you've just got to deny any desire that's in there because
right.
that's evil, that's sinful. You've got to follow those rules and regulations, and you just have to gut it out for Jesus. And so it becomes a life of self-effort. It becomes a life of just total denial. And boy, you keep denying yourself, and the accuser comes along and says, what are you denying yourself of? Well, you know, that thing that I used to love. Well, what thing? And then you start describing it,
again.
And then, boy, that desire is just there, big, bigger than life, and you can't say no. So that's not what it means. We just talked about that. Christ has set us free. So don't go back into that jail cell. Don't put yourself under that yoke of slavery ever again. This simply means that you're dead in Christ and that you need to reckon yourself dead in Christ, dead to sin and alive to Jesus.
Yeah. Why is this a daily issue? Because Satan is relentless.
Yes.
He is constantly going to bring pressure to bear on us to walk back into that slavery of behaviorism, of performance. And so every day, the joy of every day is reckoning ourselves dead to that old way of life and to say, Jesus, I'm yours. Because Jesus is more relentless, more successful, and more powerful.
Absolutely. Yes, he is.
Well, it is Basic Gospel. Again, open lines, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and talk with our good friend, our great friend, Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Yeah, I guess you remember what I said last time. You are my good friend.
I remembered, Andrew. Yes,
okay.
Indeed. What's on your mind today?
My question is, you know, so many people, in my opinion, if a church is mixing tithing and grace here, it's like a byproduct. It's not really grace. And so you have a lot of churches who are teaching tithing and grace. And so it's really not, in my opinion, not true grace. But then to a lot of people, when you tell them that, they say, if that church wasn't successful, then a lot of them are successful, then it must be right because they're successful, they're doing a lot of things, and they're spreading the gospel. So is how you deal with that kind of conversation.
Well, that's just kind of asinine to think that if something's successful based on the world standards, then it must be right.
Yeah, drug cartels are really successful. I don't want to emulate them.
No, not at all. And there's a lot of church organizations, a lot of cults that are extremely successful. They're huge. They have tons and tons of money. They have celebrities that are spokesmen for their philosophy and for their way of life. And you think, wow, that has to be right if these guys are involved in it. And then you look behind the curtain and you recognize it's just a philosophy built on deceit. It's hollow, it's deceptive, and it just leaves you empty inside. So we can't measure truth based on worldly success. We have to go to the Word of God and let the Word of God be the final arbiter of these things. And when we look at the Word of God, we see that in this new covenant, we're called to excel in the grace of giving. This is the internal motivation of God's Spirit compelling us to give of our resources to support the proclamation of the gospel, meet the needs of those around us, and to do so joyfully, cheerfully, without compulsion. That's the grace of giving. Now, if we try to bring tithing into it, now we're mixing the old covenant with the new. And as Jesus said, you can't pour new wine into old wineskins. You're going to lose both. The skin's going to burst. You're going to lose the skin and the wine. You can't put a patch on old genes. It just doesn't work out. You've got to leave the old, and you got to leave the new, and you have to recognize that we're in the new, not the old. We're new covenant believers. When Jesus raised that cup at that Last Supper, he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant." His shed blood on the cross the very next day ratified the new covenant. And when we believe him, we become new covenant believers. And in this new covenant, we excel in the grace of giving under the leading and the empowering and the transforming work of the Holy Spirit within us.
It's a balance. And I believe that's what for my good friend.
Andrew, we're losing you on your cell line there.
Yeah.
So we weren't able to hear that. Can you repeat that?
Okay, I thank you so much. But what I'm saying is so many people getting saved, and they see those churches doing so much good in the community. They say they got to be for real, and they got to be truth. Yeah. And it's hard to fight when people, you know, you're telling them that, and they just don't want to hear it.
Well, Andrew, I think a lot of times, tithing is one of those last little pieces that people have to work through. And so recognize that it's going to take some time. When you read, for example, in Hebrews chapter 8, it says the old is obsolete. The new has made the old obsolete. Mm-hmm. And it is fading and will soon disappear. Those old legalistic thoughts are imprinted on the mind, and it takes the work of God's Spirit to renew and to mm-hmm. put new grace grooves in this thinking of ours. We had legalistic grooves in our thinking before, yeah. And so every time a situation hit us, man, that situation just flowed down those legalistic grooves, and we came out with a legalistic solution. And so we have a tendency to do that when we first come to Christ. But over time, as our minds get renewed in the grace of God, we see those old legalistic lines starting to be filled in and new grace grooves being created in this thinking of ours. So it takes some time, and just recognize that. So continue to try to connect people to this new covenant, to really talk about what happened at the cross, the fact that there was a change right there from the old covenant to the new, explain what this new covenant is all about, the promises of the new covenant. And then in light of that, then tithing can become an issue and a conversation piece that you can talk about without trying to take their security blanket away. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying there, Andrew?
Yeah, I do. I thank you so much. I appreciate it. So I know how to deal with that. And thank you for being my great friends. And y'all have a God bless.
Hey, thank you for being our great friend, Andrew, and thanks for your call.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. We're glad you're with us on this edition. I want to remind you that Bob Christopher has written a book published by Harvest House. It's called Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And through the pages of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, Bob relates how it took him quite a while to figure out what the Christian life was really all about. And he'd like to help you figure it out as well. And you can do that through the pages of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. We have a copy. It's available for only $10, and we pay the shipping. If you'd like to get a copy, we hope you'll do that. You can call 844-322-2742, that number available 24 hours daily, or you can go online to our website on the homepage. There's a prominent link, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and we hope you'll pick up a copy for yourself. Well, Bob, Richard, we have a question from, let me pull it up here very quickly. This is from Mark. He says, I have a priest friend who identifies as a homosexual liberal Catholic. He has even presided over several same-sex weddings. I used to think Catholicism was just another denomination of Christianity, but with all of the worship and prayers directed toward Mary and the saints more than Jesus, it's difficult to see how this could be. So I have two questions. First, is Catholicism a false religion? And second, is my friend saved?
Boy, opening several cans of worms there. My goodness. Well, the gospel is simply this. It is the story of Jesus, the fact that he died for our sins according to scriptures, that he was buried. On the third day, he arose from the dead, and then he ascended into heaven, and he took his rightful place at the right hand of God the Father. That's the story. And so in that work, he gives us new life. He calls us and places us into his kingdom, where we're ruled and reigned through his Holy Spirit working within us. That's the story of the gospel. That's the story of good news. And so anybody that is putting, for example, Mary on the same level as Jesus Christ the Son, I think is missing out on truth. That's not what the Bible reveals. Mary played an amazing role in this unfolding story of Jesus as the mother of Jesus. But she's not the co-redemptress. She doesn't sit at an equal level. Why? Because Jesus is God and she's not. And she needed to be saved just like everyone else did.
Yes.
And so we have to recognize that. Now, the issue of homosexuality, it's a huge issue today. It's a lightning rod. It sparks heated debate and conversation. So we have all the religious folks on one side saying, hey, this is sin, this is a perversion, this is an abomination, and they have scriptural support to say it. And then you have the other side, the progressive side, saying, hey, this is what's happening in history today. You better get on the right side of history. And this is the way God made us, and so we need to be able to be free to be ourselves and to live out who we are as people. So you have these two sides arguing, and in both we're missing what God has to really say. And what God has to really say is this, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that all of us come into this world dead spiritually, that all of us are in need of life. You can't find life in any other person than in Jesus Christ. And so whatever you may identify as right now, God has a better identity for you through faith in Jesus Christ. And that identity is a child of God. And so as one of the earlier questions that we talked about was, you take up your cross, you die, and you follow Jesus. Is his offer of new life worth doing that? And that's the issue. That is the question on the table. And that's what the Holy Spirit is bringing to every single person. He's not bringing a negotiation. Let's talk about this and see how we can work together. And you compromise a little bit, and I'll compromise a little bit. Well, you know, God is never okay with spiritual death. His one desire, his sole desire, is to make you alive in Jesus Christ. That's how we need to address this subject, that Jesus has come into this world so that we could receive life, his very life. And I tell you, there is nothing in this world, no identity, no way of life that can compare to him.
That's basic gospel. And friends, please remember that Basic Gospel is listener-supported, and we need your help to keep this good news on the air and online. And please join with us, friends. Your gift tonight, by midnight tonight, we'll say thank you for sending it by sending you a copy of our 2-CD, 5-message series called Law and Grace. But this offer ends at midnight tonight. You can donate online at basicgospel.net, by phone at 844-322-2742. You can donate through the Basic Gospel app or through PayPal. Canadian listeners, please make your gift at basicgospel.net/Canada. Friends, your gifts are vital, and we hope to hear from you by midnight tonight, and we'll send you that wonderful CD series, Law and Grace. And if you have a question about anything you hear on Basic Gospel, call 844-322-2742 anytime. We love hearing from you, our listeners. Again, that's 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be here again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.